morning.
大家早上好。
I don't know about you, but I feel sometimes that my personality is a bit insufficient to handle all of the aspects of my job.
我不知道你们怎么样。有时候我觉得我自己我的个人的性格有时候是一个障碍，让我不能够来做我想要做的所有的事情。
When we were all created, the Lord passed out both gifts and personality traits.
当神创造我们的时候，他分配给我们恩赐和各种各样的品格。
And this is how God made each one of us unique.
这个通过这个神让我们每个人都是一个独特的人。
Even more than just giving us strengths and weaknesses, he pulled together different aspects that work together to form our personalities.
他不仅仅是给了我们的长处和短处，同时也给了我们其他许许多多的品性，来让我们每个人都不一样。
And this gives us kind of our starting place in life.
这就是我们人生开始的时候，神给了我们这样的一个开始。
And then to nature, we add nurture.
然后在这个天生这个品格上，我们要加上了我们后天的培养。
Because the way that we were raised adds another aspect to our lives.
当我们被带着成长的时候呢，我们人生又有另外一个方面又加到我们的生命中。
Then we have a very important third influence in our life.
然后还有一个第三个非常非常重要的影响因素。
As we become believers in Jesus, we not only are changed by the Word of God, but also by the Holy Spirit that lives within us.
当我们成为主耶稣的跟随者之后呢，我们有神的话语，也有神赐给我们的能力来加添我们的品格。
And hopefully over time, he begins to kind of purify our hearts and our actions, turning us into someone that looks a little more like Jesus.
希望我们都希望在这个过程中间，神能够更加沉浸我们的品格，让我们能够更像他耶稣，更像耶稣。
And at the same time, hopefully leaving behind some of the ways that we reflect the culture of the world.
同时在这个过程中间，让我们身上来反映这个世界、这个文化的那些东西能够离我们远去。
If I think about it, these combined forces have made me into the person that I am today.
我在想这个问题的时候，就是所有的这些因素综合起来，造就了我今天这样一个人。
I hope that I'm kind of a person that pays a lot of attention to my relationships. A person that I think is pretty friendly.
我觉得我自己是一个。非常重视与人的各种关系的那样的人，我也认为我自己是一个非常友善的人。
But even though I love people, I don't always love details.
虽然我爱人，但是我不是非常喜欢那些细节的东西。
For me, I'm a pretty courageous person, and I'm a forward-looking person, and that's probably why I like to deal with strategy.
我是个非常有勇气的人，我是一个喜欢有前瞻性的这样的一个人，这也是一个原因，我喜欢属于那种决策性的思考。
But I'm not a person who likes introspection.
但是我不是一个喜欢自我省察的这样的一个人。
Which is probably not a great thing.
这好像不是一个特别好的一个事情。
And then comes the fourth influence in our lives.
但是我们有生命中间的第四个影响因素。
And that's our spouses.
这是我们的配偶。
Amy and I are actually pretty different people, the way the Lord put us together.
Amy 和我是完全不一样的人，但是神把我们放在一起。
And Amy loves introspection.
Amy 特别喜欢自我省察。
Where I want to accomplish as many tasks as possible, Amy wants to accomplish tasks the best way possible.
我是想能做越多的事情越好，但是 Amy 看的是每一个事情要做得越好越好。
And on a Saturday where we have a list of things to accomplish, that can cause a little bit of tension.
所以在星期六的时候，我们有一个单子，就是我们需要做哪些事情。我们中间常常会有一些小的冲突。
She likes to stop and reflect in the middle of a project to make sure that we're doing it the best way possible, and is even willing to change everything right then.
Well,Amy 她在我们这个一件事情做到中间的时候，喜欢停下来来仔细看看，是不是哪些地方可以做得更好，甚至有时候想要把这个事情要重新做。
Let's just say that's not one of the gifts that the Lord gave me when He was passing them out.
但是我只能这么说，当神创造我的时候，他没有把这个恩赐给我。
It's not that I'm afraid of introspection.
这并不是说我怕自己来省察。
I'm not afraid of what I might find if I stopped and looked a little closer at my life.
我并不是害怕如果我停下来仔细地看我生命中间发生的事情，其实我并不是怕这个。
I just tend to think that the solutions to my problems are somewhere in the next steps rather than in the steps I've already taken.
我想的是，我总是认为这个解决问题的这个答案应该是在我向前走的那一步，而不是我已经走过的前面走过的那一步。
And I realize that my thinking can be a little bit flawed.
我承认我这个思维方式可能是有缺陷的。
I know in my mind that taking a more careful approach could sometimes help me avoid the problems that I find myself in.
我内心深处我其实也意识到，如果我仔细来思考这些事情的时候呢，能够帮助我少犯一些错误。
But if I'm honest with myself, I'm just willing to fail a little bit now and try a little harder the next time.
但是如果我实跟你们实话实说的是俗话实说的话，我其实情愿我受到一些小的挫折，所以我以后能够更加努力的去做。
Really, I have a bigger fear that if I pay too much attention to what's going on now, then I get mired down in the details.And lose perspective of why I'm trying to accomplish something.
其实我最怕的是我思考有什么问题，有什么情况，而陷入在注意这些细节的这个泥潭里头，以至于不能看到前面的大方向。
In the end, I think I'm just a big picture person.
其实我就是一个大图案人 big picture person.
That's why today's passage is a little problematic and challenging for me.
所以今天我要讲这个经节，对我来说是一个挑战，因为要讲到细节。
Last time we were together, we studied the first of three different parts of Ephesians chapter 5.
上次我在这里的时候是讲了以弗所书第五章三个部分中间的第一个部分。
All the way back in December, we kind of went through a passage that talked about some areas of life that included immorality in speech.
我们还是在十二月份的时候，我在这里，我们来一起看了一些我们生活中的一些方面，那个其中包括我们怎么样来说话。
But in chapter five, Paul is building this case for a passage that's coming up the next time we're together.
其实保罗在以弗所书第五章，他在写的前面那些经节是主要是为了为我们下一次讲的那个题目来搭建一个基础。
And that's the very exciting and difficult part of Ephesians 5 that talks about how couples should be submitting to one another.
这个第五章的最后一部分就是那个非常非常的激动人心，但是有时候也是非常难理解的这个内容。这个内容就是夫妻之间怎么样来彼此顺服。
So don't miss church that day.
所以下次我来的时候，你一定要来。
But we have one more step before we get there.
但是我们要讲到那个题目之前，我们还差一步。
And it's a pretty important step.
这一步是非常非常重要的。
In Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 21, Paul opens the passage by talking about how we should look carefully at how we walk with Jesus.
在以弗所书第五章的十二到二十一节，保罗在这里说，我们要仔细的留意我们怎么样和神同行。
At least in English, if you look at the different translations of the Bible, you will find some different ways that this opening verse, is translated.
这个第十五节，如果你仔细看不同的英语翻译的话呢，这个翻译是有不一样的地方呢。
And we'll talk about why there's a challenge, about what it means to be careful.
我们要会讲到为什么。我们认为这是有挑战性的，为什么我们要小心？
If you remember all the ways this slide is getting smaller and smaller as I add another sermon, about all of the different ways that we've been walking through Ephesians.
我们这个讲到系列在讲以弗所书我们是谁，我一直在上面在加内容，所以一个字体变得越来越小。
And in one of those sermons, I had some slides, that talked about all the ways Paul uses the term walking with Christ.
在很多这个题目中间，常常用的一个词是怎么样和神一起行 walk.
And here we are in chapter 5, where, it is the seventh and final usage of this term.
而在我们今天的，这个第五章里头这个行这个词是第七次出现，最后一次出现。
And in this final time of using this term, he talks about how walking with Christ can be a little bit tricky.
他在这个最后一次讲到这个行的时候，他在提醒我们在和基督同行的时候，有时候一定要小心。
In the English version that I'm using, it opens this chapter by saying, look carefully how you walk.
在我用的这个英语翻译的时候，他说要你们要小心留意你们如何行。
But for the grammar nerds in the audience, let me explain a little problem that's in the Greek.
如果你对这个语法特别感兴趣的话呢，我来跟你们解释一下，为什么有一些不同的理解。
It's really hard to know if the word carefully is modifying the word look.Or if carefully is modifying the word walk.
这个小心这个副词其实不是很清楚，到底它是来形容看，还是在形容行。
And without boring you with the details, there's a little bit of evidence that pushes us to think more about how it's modifying the word walk, to walk carefully.
我也不想给你们太多的这个细节，但是实际上呢也可以有一个比较有力的证据说这个留仔细啊是来修饰怎么样来去行。
Even the word translated carefully is hard to translate carefully.
就是小心这个词本身就一不小心就解释的不是很清楚。
In fact, it's not so much talking about the attitude that we have as we look or walk, but more about the outcome of how we look or how we walk.
这个小心留意，这个小心，并不是完完全全的在讲我们去留意去看的那个态度，更多的是强调我们去看去留意的结果。
In describing that, it's asking us to walk.To walk accurately.
他是在描述我们行的时候要行得比较精确精准。
With the attitude of having a kind of a careful, honest evaluation in mind.
这个有这个意思就是让我们有一个非常仔细非常诚实的一个来评价我们怎样来行。
So as we walk through this passage this morning, let's look at five different ways that Paul says that we should carefully look or carefully walk with Jesus.
所以今天早上我们来看五个方面，保罗是怎样教导我们应该仔细的去留意。
First he says, don't walk as unwise, but as wise.
第一个，他说我们不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。我们去行的时候
，And again, we have a couple of choices as we look at Paul's meaning.
当我们在看保罗到底这个话什么意思的时候，我们有两种理解方法。
On one hand, we can assume that Paul is encouraging the believers at Ephesus to walk according to the things that he has taught them.
一方面，我们可以假定啊，保罗是在跟以弗所的这个信徒们在讲，要按照他教导他们的那样去行。
He's saying, pay attention to the to be reminded of how we should live and walk in a manner that's worthy of that of the purpose to which we've been called.
他说，你们行事为人要和你们蒙恩得救的恩所相称。
And then he adds this strange phrase, knowing that the days are evil.
然后他在里面加了一句听起来比较奇怪的一句话，就是说，因为这个时代是邪恶的。
And for me, this brings about two possible kinds of applications.
他意思说这个时代是险恶的，可能有两个解释。
There's a chance that Paul is saying to be careful how you walk.
一个可能就是说，保罗说你们要小心，你们怎样行。
The second possibility is to be careful as you walk.
第二个解释是你们要小心当你行的时候。
To be careful how we walk is leaning towards this application of telling us not to waste our time.
前面那个讲我们怎样行的时候，实际来告诉我们，我们不应该浪费光阴。
We don't want to waste our time in disobedience because we are nearing the very last evil days and we don't have a lot of time left to help other people come into the faith that we understand and love.
我们不要浪费光阴，在不顺服之中浪费光阴的原因是我们在末世这个时候，我们没有很多时间留下来，来让别人一起来跟随主耶稣。
And this meaning emphasizes a focus on an eternal perspective as we live our lives each day.
这个解释是强调的是我们过日常每一天的时候要有一个永恒的视角。
We're not supposed to be spending our days just stacking up temporal treasures without investing in the kingdom of God.
我们不应该花我们每天的时间在想的就是积累在世界上的财宝，而不去想到天上永恒的财宝。
But rather, we need to be paying attention to the things that will last for eternity, which is God's word and the souls of men and women.
我们所应该做的是我们要想的是那些永恒的东西，也就是神的话语和人的灵魂的得救。
But the second option is to be careful as you walk.
第二个解释就是我们行的时候我们要小心。
And by this he means that we wouldn't forget or neglect walking in obedience because the days are evil and there's so many places that we can fail.
这个解释就是在提醒我们，我们不要忘掉我们在在不顺服的行的中间，其实我们面对的是很多很多的险恶的环境，有很多危险在里面。
This meaning emphasizes that not being careful as we walk can lead us astray into the temptations of the world.
这个解释在提醒我们，如果我们不小心的话，我们常常会陷在这个世界的试探之中。
And this can cause us to live lives away from the purposes of God or an out and out rebellion towards God.
这样会让我们过一个偏离神的旨意的生活，甚至是完全是跟神背道而行，背逆神。
And this is why reflection and introspection and evaluation are so important.
这个就是为什么我们仔细的省察，仔细的留意，来仔细的来评价，对我们来说是非常重要的。
Because as we walk, we need to avoid these dangers.
因为我们当我们行的时候，我们要避免这些危险的东西。
The second way that Paul says that we should look or walk is to not walk foolishly, but according to the word of God.
这个第二个方面是保罗教导我们，我们行的时候不要做糊涂人，要明白神的旨意如何。
So what's the difference between walking unwise in the first one and walking foolishly in the second point?
那这个前面讲的第一方面的糊涂人，第一个方面的愚昧人和第二个方面的糊涂人，这里面有什么区别呢？
Well, the first, the unwise, is to walk in direct opposition to the things that you know are right.
这个愚昧人是知道什么是对的，但是行的是反方向。
And the second is to not seek to know what things are right, but just walking in the way that we see fit.
而糊涂人他是不是很在意，不是去寻求什么是对的，而是按照他自己的心意去行。
I don't know about you, but that can be descriptive of my own life at times.
我不知道你，但是这个后面那个有时候是能够来描述我自己生命中间的一些事情。
I can swing between the things that I know are not right to do and doing those, and also not wanting to look so close to find out what is right because I just want to do what I want to do.
有时候我也是知道什么是对的，但是并不是完完全全是按照这样去做，甚至做跟这个相反的。有时候我也不是很在意，有时候啊。就是什么是对的，而是去做我自己想做的。
But here Paul is encouraging us to seek understanding, to spend time in his word so that we may learn what it is, how it is that he wants us to live.
保罗在这里是在提醒我们，要我们要学习神的话语，让我们知道神的旨意，为什么，神的旨意是什么。
And Paul encourages us to live according to the will of God.
保罗在这里要求我们去行是要按照神的旨意。
Now, having spent many years in the campus ministry, this may be the most often asked question that I heard.
我在校园团契工作了事工很多很多的年，这可能是我被问到的最多的一个问题。
How can I know God's will for my life?
这个问题就是我怎么知道神对我生命的旨意是什么。
But oftentimes we look at God's will as something only very specific and very personal to our lives instead of something that includes the idea that is more general.
我们常常思考这个问题神的旨意是什么的时候，我们常常是比较具体，常常是针对自己个人，而常常忘掉神的旨意，这个一般性啊，对那个其他人。
And it's like we're looking for a very specific roadmap for our personal lives instead of first seeking to understand what God wants to accomplish as a whole.
我们常常好像是在看一个地图，仔细的看自己从这里要到哪里去，而忘掉了神给我们所有的人的一个大的一个地图。
Here's the general principle.
这是一个一般性的一个原则。
If we can master the general, then the specific will become clear.
这个原则就是如果我们能掌握这个整体，那一些细节就会变得很清楚。
I know that I've said before that when I was at the university the first time, I was not always the best student.
我曾经跟你们讲过，当我在上大学的时候，我不常常是最好的学生。
So my next metaphor is a little scary to me.
所以我下面那个比喻对我来说有点害怕。
I would never sit in an upper level physics class trying to understand the detail of quantum physics.
我最怕的就是在一个高年级的物理课里头去学那个量子物理。
I wouldn't do that unless I had gone to the general physics classes to begin to understand all of the basic principles of how physics works.
我必须要先要去上低年级的大学物理。让我自己能够有一个好的理解，就是一些物理的一些基本的一些原则和定理。
If I tried to understand quantum physics without understanding basic physics, I might come away thinking that God was not speaking with me very clearly.
如果我不把基础的物理学好，而就去学量子物理的时候，这个结果就好像是神没有很清楚的在跟我说话。
Just like in our classes at A&M, we master the lower level classes before we attempt the upper level courses.
就像我们在 NM 上学的时候，你要先上低年级的课，然后再去上高年级的课。
And this is also true for us in understanding the will of God.
这个同样的比喻啊，就是我们理解神的话语的时候也是一样。
We desperately want to understand what he wants me to do specifically, but have I understood what he wants all of us to do generally?
我们常常非常盼望的想知道神对我自己的旨意是在哪里，而忘掉了神给我们所有的人的一个基本的一个旨意。
But Paul tells us to understand what the will of God is.
但是保罗在这里说，我们要知道神的旨意是什么。
And this means exactly what we think it means.
这个意思就是它字面上的意思。
It means that we need to cognitively comprehend the wishes, desires, and purposes of the Lord.
这个意思就是我们能够理解，我们能够知道神的愿望、神的盼望和神的目的。
We need to spend time understanding the general will of God that is found all throughout scriptures.
我们必须要花点时间来了解神的一般的旨意给所有人的旨意，而这个旨意在整个圣经中间是不断的出现，是非常的清楚。
Even in this short letter to the Ephesians, Paul gives us six different ideas of what the general will of God is.
而在以弗所书这卷短短的这卷书卷里头，保罗用了六次出现了神的旨意这个词。
In Ephesians 1, he says that Paul says about himself that he's an apostle apostle according to the will of God.
在以弗所书第一章第一节，保罗说他是按照神的旨意做使徒的。
So we know God's will is to send people out.
所以我们知道神的旨意是差遣人去传道。
In Ephesians 1:4-6, he says that we're predestined according to the will of God.
我在以弗所书第一章的四到六节说，我们是被拣选，按照神的旨意被拣选。
We know that it's God's will to redeem His children.
我们知道神的旨意是救赎他的儿女。
In Ephesians 1:9, he says that He's making known to us the mystery of of His will about the Gentiles.
在第一章的第九节，保罗说他让他的奥秘显明了，显明给外邦人。
We know that God's will is to reveal the mysteries to those who seek Him.
我们知道神的旨意就是把这个奥秘显示给所有寻求他的人。
In Ephesians 1:11, he says, according to the counsel of His will.
第一章第十一节也是。根据他的旨意。
We know that God is a God who works according to his own plans.
我们知道神的旨意，他有他的计划，而神是按照他的计划在行。
In Ephesians 2:3, he uses the same Greek word in English, it's translated as desires, talking about he carries out the desires of the body and the mind.
这个在第二章的第三节，他用了这个英语词就是一种盼望，一种渴望，就是我们身灵魂和体的一些需求。
And we know that God is working according to the things that He desires.
我们知道神是按照他所想要看到的来行。
In Ephesians 6:6, he says, "Doing the will of God from the heart."
在以弗所书第六章第六节说，我们是要从心里去做神的。去行神的旨意。
And it's God's will for us to obey the things that He has put in our heart.
这个神的旨意就是让我们顺服他放在我们心里的旨意。
When we don't understand God's general will for us, we are left to wander around in our own wisdom, which often turns out to be foolishness.
如果我们不知道神给我们一般的旨意，我们就会按照自己的智慧在游荡。常常最后结果就是一个糊涂人。
And instead of accomplishing his will for us, we shrink back towards self-provision.
我们这样的话就不能成全神在我们身上的旨意，而是变成一个自给自足的人。
Here's an example.
下面是一个例子。
As a former missionary and a missions pastor, I often, you know, heard people talk, you know, would give people an encouragement to go to the different nations to represent Jesus.
我作为一个以前是一个传道士或者一个传道的这个牧师，经常听到我们要鼓励人到外面去，让万民做。耶稣的门徒去万国。
And people would remind me that it was God's will for them to prepare, to provide for their own family.
他们有人就会说这是神给我们的旨意，让我要供养自己的家庭。
And what this is oftentimes it's too quick to jump to something that is personal to a person's life without taking into account the command that God has given us in general.
这个常常是一个借口，就是你看到的是你自己的需要，你自己要做的，而忘掉了神给所有人的一个基本的旨意。
And so people could not come to the conclusion that maybe God could help us to provide for our own families as we went to the nations to represent Him.
那些人常常忘掉了，其实神他会供给，当他们有这个决心要去其他的国家去当传道士的时候，神会供应，神会预备。
As we seek to understand what God's specific will is for my life, it always has to be found within the general will that He has for each of us.
当我们思想神给我们自己个人生命的旨意的时候，这个一定是在神给所有人一个基本的通常的旨意中间，不会有冲突。
A third way that Paul tells us to be careful as we walk with him is to not, don't walk controlled by wine, but by the Holy Spirit.
这个第三个方面，保罗让我们仔细看我们如何行的，这个方面就是保罗的提醒是我们不要醉酒，乃要让圣灵充满。
I love how this little verse is just tucked into the middle of Ephesians.
我非常喜欢这一小节经文藏在那个以弗所书这个地方。
But I don't always like how it gets pulled out from the scripture and most often used.
但是我不喜欢这节经文常常是被圣经里从圣经里抽出来，怎么样来去用？
Yes, it's true.That we don't need to be drinking to the point of drunkenness.
这个本身没有错，你解释成我们不要喝酒喝得太多，以至于喝醉。
And that's really clear from this verse.
这节经文里头是这样讲的，非常非常的清楚。
But drunkenness here is actually part of a comparison for what Paul is really wanting to communicate to the church.
但是保罗在这里用这个酒醉的最主要的意思是做一个对比。和保罗想要教导教会所应该看重的这个东西之间的一个对比。
And that is why, that is about being filled with the Holy Spirit.
保罗想要教导的是我们要被圣灵充满。
So why the comparison?
那为什么要用酒醉和被圣灵充满来做一个对比？为什么要需要有这个对比？
Think about drunkenness with me for a few moments.
你想想喝醉是什么样的情况，跟我一起来想一想。
Drunkenness disengages people from the purposes of God by giving control to something that is a waste.
酒醉实际上就是你不再行在神给我们的目的里头，而把自己这个控制权交给那个。没有什么用的东西就是酒。
But being controlled or submitted to the Holy Spirit engages us to the purposes of God.
但是另外一个方面，被圣灵充满，让我们能够参与行在神给我们的目标之中。
And it also gives us the empowerment to help make those things happen.
圣灵充满也给了我们能力。让我们能够成全神给我们的旨意和我们人生的目的。
What happens in drunkenness is pretty well understood.
喝醉了酒的后果其实大家也都知道。
It's actually covered a number of different places in Scripture.
就在圣经里头也有很多处，就喝醉酒带来的后果。
In Luke chapter 12, drunkenness is shown as masters beating their servants.
在路加福音十二章中讲那个，这个主人喝醉了酒之后打仆人和使女。
In 1 Thessalonians, it talks about those that are drunk can no longer understand what's going on in the times and in the culture.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章讲那些喝醉的人，这个脑子糊涂了，不知道这个时代和这个当时的那个文化环境。
And in Revelation 17, drunkenness is said to lead to all kinds of sexual immorality.
在启示录十七章讲到了这个喝醉酒，带来了各种各样的性方面的堕落，讲那个大淫妇。
But being filled with the Spirit or controlled by the Holy Spirit always leads us into giving God honor and glory that He deserves.
被圣灵充满，让圣灵来引导我们，一定会把我们带到神的旨意里头，让我们能够荣耀神。
Verse 19 is a little bit difficult for me to understand in our culture.
这个第十九节，在我们的这个文化中间呢，比较难理解。
I don't know about your own household, but raising three boys in my house, there wasn't a lot of singing spiritual songs to one another.
我不知道你们的文化，你们家的情况，但是我家里三个男孩，三儿子啊，不是常常会看到这个大家一起唱灵歌的这种情景。
There were lots of words, but not all of them were encouraging.
经常大家讲很多话，但并不是所有的话都是鼓励人的话。
But I think what Paul is trying to explain is that when we live lives filled with the Holy Spirit, there is an overflow of gratitude and thankfulness in our lives.
但是保罗在这里讲的是，当我们的生命被圣灵充满的时候，那对神的那种感恩就会自然的流出来很多很多。
It leads to a life that is attractive to all those who see it.
这样的生命，看到你这样的生命的人，对他们所有的人都是一种有吸引力的东西。
When we're filled with the Holy Spirit,People reflect encouragement and worship to those that are around them.
当你被圣灵充满的时候，你的这个行为是对你身边的那些人是一个鼓励。
And the fruit of the Spirit becomes kind of a gauge for our life to see how we are doing as we walk closely with God.
而圣灵的恩赐是对我们的属灵生活的一个衡量的一个标准，看我们是不是有被圣灵充满。
Look at how Paul captured this in Galatians 5.
看看我们一起看看保罗怎么样在加拉太书第五章怎么样来讲到圣灵的果实。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
保罗在这里说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
When I read this verse, even I become a reflective person.
我读这句经文的时候，我自己都变成一个自我省察的人。
And I have to ask myself, if this is the standard, then how am I doing today?
那我必须要来问自己。如果这是一个标准的话，那我对照这个标准，我做的怎么样？
The fourth way that Paul tells us to be careful about how we walk is to not walk with complaint, but to give thanks always and for everything.
第四个方面，我们行的时候，我们要做的是，我们不要去抱怨，而是要感恩。
Gratitude is a powerful way that we can respond to God for all that He has done for us.
感恩是一个非常非常有力的一个行为，让我们能够回应神在我们生命中做的所有的事情。
Not only for the good times, but also for the difficult times.
不仅仅是在平顺的时候，也是在非常困难的时候。
Paul says there's really only two ways or times that we need to have gratitude.
保罗 说其实只有两个方面我们需要要感恩。
Pretty easy, right? Only two ways.
只有两个方面或者只有两个方法好像很简单对不对
The first is always.
第一个是常常或者是一直。
And the second is for all things.
第二个是凡事就是在所有的事情上。
Not so easy.
不是太容易对不对
Always, this speaks to our own circumstances and responses.
常常这里头讲到的是我们自己的境况在困难的时候我们的回应
When our the path of our life is leading us by green pastures we should give thanks
当我们生命前面的路到了这个绿色的草原的时候我们当然要感恩神
But when our life is leading us through the barren wilderness we should also give thanks
但是当我们的生命让我们进入到一个旷野的时候我们也要有感恩
when Paul says in all things or for all things this speaks of God's sovereignty
保罗在这里讲到在所有的事情中这里头指的是神的主权
we need to trust that the difficult times in our lives could be ordained by God to either build our faithor to build the faith of others who might be watching us.
我们要相信神，当我们面临这些非常困难的时候，其实是神给我们那个机会，让我们来建造我们的信仰，或者是让别人看到我们信仰的深度。
But oftentimes we want to decide what we're thankful for.
但是常常是我们自己想要决定我要为什么样的事情来感恩。
And when we do that, we climb into the judgment seat of saying we know what's best for our lives instead of God who ordains our steps.
但是我们如果我们这样做的时候我们实际上就是爬到这个审判这个座位上认为自己对自己知道的比神知道我们还要多。
But part of the problem is that I spend a lot of my life running from adversity and difficulty.
但是事实上我一辈子很多时间就是想要从困难的和不平顺的这个情况中间逃离出来。
And in doing so, we miss out on the ways that God has given us these beautiful gifts of difficulty where we turn to Him first and understand better who He is.
但是如果我们这样做的时候，我们常常错失了这个机会，让我们常常错失了这个非常美好的机会，让我们知道神到底的旨意是在哪里。神他是一个什么样的神
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not hoping that difficulty will come.
不要搞错，我并不是在希望啊，这个不好的事情就会来到我身上。
But I pray that when it does, that I would be able to respond to Jesus with thanksgiving.
但是我的祷告是，当这种困难的事情发生在我的身上的时候，我能够有感恩的回应。
And I hope that I can somehow communicate my trust in Him as I try to communicate my faith to others.
我希望能够有这样的机会，我能够让神知道我自己的信仰，同时这也是个机会让别人看到我自己的信仰。
And then we come to the fifth way that Paul says we should walk carefully with Jesus.
然后我们就看到这个第五个方面，我们怎么样来仔细地留意我们怎样行。
He says, don't walk as individuals, but submit to one another.
他说不要行作为一个个体去行，而是要彼此顺服。
In some ways, I want to acknowledge that the Chinese culture does this a little bit better than our predominant American culture.
我知道这个中国的文化在这点上做的要比这个美国流行的文化要好很多。
At least in my experience, I see how Chinese culture is based more in community than in individualism.
我根据我在中国的经历，我知道中国文化是更强调集体主义，而不像美国这样的个人英雄主义、个体主义。
When I first moved to China, this was a great shock to me.
我第一次刚到中国的时候，这个对我来说是一个非常非常大的震惊。
And I remember learning a few phrases that compared my home culture to that culture.
我想到我学到了一些谚语，然后有这个机会来比较中国的文化和我自己的原来的美国的文化的一些不一样的地方。
And the comparison between the two is striking.
而这个两个这个比较的两个不同点啊，是非常非常的明显。
I can't tell you how many times my mother and father communicated to me, the early bird gets the worm.
我已经记不清楚有多少次我父亲和母亲跟我讲，早起的鸟儿有虫吃。
Not always using those words, but certainly trying to push that philosophy of life on me.
不一定是一直在讲早起的鸟儿有虫吃这个词，这句句子，而是把这个哲学，把这个思维一直在教导我。
Mostly trying to get me out of bed.
主要是让我早上早点起床。
But when I went to China, I learned a different phrase.
但是我到了中国，我学了一个不一样的一句话。
强打出头鸟 ，right?
是枪打出头鸟 ，the
first bird sticks. First bird out of the nest gets shot, right?
The first bird out of the nest gets shot.
Yeah, it's hard for me to even think about the difference between those two sayings.
这个对我来说就非常难理解这个两件事情。
But it's harder for me to understand how my own culture might have twisted something in my church experience.
这个我不得不让我思考，就是我自己的这个文化，可能扭曲了我们在教会里头应该要注意的一个原则。
I was talking about this idea with a couple of colleagues at church this week.
这个星期我其实是跟我的几个同事在讨论这个问题。
And I started thinking about how we even organize our corporate worship together.
我们甚至一起来讨论我们如何来组织我们一起集体的敬拜。
And even when I go to church in a crowd, I'm often sitting in a seat only thinking about myself.
就是我去一个集体的敬拜，在敬拜的过程中间和大家在一起，但是我自己思想的就是我自己的。
And so
自己的东西。
My metaphor is that sometimes church can become more like a food truck than a cafeteria.
我用自己的一个比喻，就是我们那个教会有时候更像一个餐车，而不像一个自助餐厅。
In a cafeteria, there's an experience where everyone comes together and receives something similar and sits together to partake of what has been given to us.
这个在餐厅里头，大家坐在一起，然后大家吃比较相似的东西，然后大家坐在一起的。
But in a food truck, we all stand in line together, but we get our food and then take it back to the house and eat it alone.
如果我们是在那个 food truck 就是餐车之前，我们虽然是排在同一个队里头，但是我们拿到我们的食物的时候，然后我们就自己走了，自己一个人吃。
And even though the same food is being served, one, we have a corporate application, and in the other, I just think about myself.
哪怕是同样的食物，一个是有一个集体的一个应用，而另外一个呢，就是只是我自己个人的事情。
And I think Paul wants to remind us of the power of our community.
我想保罗在这里是对我们一个提醒，这个群体的力量是非常非常的重要。
And if this is true, then this statement about submitting to one another may be one of the most important things he ever said about the church.
那如果我这个理解是对的话呢，那个保罗在这里说要彼此顺服，是在教会学里头最重要的一句话。
Because if this is true, what he is saying, then submitting is not so much aboutbeing submitting to a person's authority, but submitting to a group of people's experience.
这个理解就是，这个顺服并不是顺服一个人的权威，而是众人在一起的时候彼此顺服。
It helps us to commit to the idea that the best application and the best truth are surfaced as God's people come together and make room to consider how other people are experiencing God too.
这个给我们的提醒就是，当神的子民在一起，你考虑其他人的这个需要、态度 和 思维的时候，那神给我们的旨意是能够最好的体现出来。
Where we look forward to other people's opinions and experiences and giftings and personalities.
那我们在这个过程中间，我们是就看重其他人的意见、其他人的经验、其他人的品格和其他人的恩赐。
The Greek word for submit carries the meaning to arrange yourselves underneath something.
这个顺服这个词，希腊词的本意就是把你自己放在什么东西之下。
And when viewed in the context of community, it's less about a strict hierarchy, about somebody that's in control, and more about the followers who are laying down their demands.
所以按照一个群体这个情况来看的话，这个顺服并不是强调的是谁在上面谁在下面这个层次的结构，而是作为一个个人怎么样来有这个心去顺服。
It's more about the follower, the one who is laying down that control.
是更主要的是在讲的是那个跟随的人，那个顺服的人，他把自己的要求放弃，他愿意去顺服。
And as we do that, we can better receive the gifts of what God has given the whole body of Christ and not just ourselves.
那如果我们当这样做的时候，我们能够更好的来得到神给教会整体的恩赐，而不是看重自己的恩赐。
Paul provides for us in this last verse the attitude and motivation of why we're supposed to do this.
保罗在最后这节圣经里头告诉了我们，我们应该有的态度和我们这样去做的动机是什么。
It's out of a reverence for Christ.
这个动机和我们应该有的态度是出于对神的敬畏。
When we submit to one another in the church body, we are following the example of Jesus who submitted to the Father.
当我们在教会彼此顺服的时候，我们是在跟随耶稣他自己的榜样，耶稣他做了顺服的榜样。
As he took on bodily form, coming to live as a man among the people that he created.
耶稣的榜样，他就是变成一个人的样式，和那些他创造的人生活在一起。
In doing so, he purchased their salvation because he believed in the corporate desires of the whole Trinity.
在这个过程中间，他为那些人付出了赎罪的代价，因为他相信三一神共同的旨意。
For me, this is a picture of the meaning of membership in the church body.
这对我来说，这个概念能够帮助我们理解教会的会员到底是什么样的意思。
It's not so much about me getting a right to an individual vote at a business meeting.
这个并不是说这个会员就给了我们一个投票的权利。
It's not so that I can exert my influence in the direction of the church.
并不是说这个会员我们有这个权利来表达自己的个人的想法，让教会的运行是往其中一个特别的方面去。
It's about me having a commitment to submit myself to a community of believers who are wanting to follow Christ together.
而应该是这个会员是我们自己的一个承诺，让我们能够来顺服那个教会的一个总体。
That's why moments like this, the main service and the sermon,are only marginally effective to change people's lives.
所以我可以这么说，像我现在这样讲到，这个作用其实是有一点，但是作用是有限的。
The problem is I'm the only one talking.
因为这个问题是我是唯一一个在说话的人。
But we must have the commitment of the Bereans in Acts chapter 17.
我们必须要有使徒行传第十七章那些弟兄们那样的一个承诺。
That come together to hear the word of God explained corporately.
他们一起来听神的话，在一个集体的一个环境之中。
But to go back in the groups of their friends to seek the Lord to see if it is true.
但是回去了以后，他们又和他们的弟兄和朋友们一起来，继续来研读神的话语。来看神的话语是不是真实的，是真理。
I want us to think about this idea of submission as we head into the next exciting and difficult passage.
所以我要大家来思想这个顺服这个概念，在我们下一次会讲到这个顺服是一个非常重要，也是非常困难的一个题目。
But because I need the practice.
一个原因是我自己也需要来操练。
Can we just take a moment to reflect?
让我们能不能花一点时间来自我省察。
Which one of these don'ts that we talked about from Paul do we need to pay special attention to?
我们前面讲了我们怎样行的是不要这样要那样，这个五个不要哪些对我们是个很好的提醒。
Am I walking in an unwise way or am I walking foolishly?
问问自己，我是不是行像一个愚昧的人，或者像一个糊涂的人
？Am I literally being controlled by my consumption of alcohol, or am I just being controlled by something else that's a waste?
那我问问我自己，我是不是被酒来控制，或者是被其他一个其实是完全一点用都没有的东西来控制我？
Am I sitting in this room as an individual taking my food truck meal and going home?
我是不是虽然人坐在那个教会和其他人在一起，但是我实际上是在那个餐车上领了我自己那一份，然后我就自己回家了。
Or am I replacing these things with what Paul has encouraged so that we can have a beautiful walk with Jesus that brings glory and honor to him?
而我们应该的是不是去做那些不要的，而是要做那些要的，就像保罗教导的那样，我们才能有一个非常美好的和神的同行。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you that you give us such clear instruction for how we can live our lives in a way that brings glory and honor to you. And I pray that even in this very passage, as we go back home and we read it, that you, through your Spirit that lives within us, would convict us.And show us ways where we need to change. And Lord, I pray that we would respond to that, that we would seek the help of others in our community to know the right way, Lord, so that we can be on a path of walking with you that makes an impact in our world and that brings you glory. We love you, and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.